This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live and congested, this is Lock and Load from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, that is. Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out. Well, as we do, let's discuss the undeclared civil war in America today with the fellows from Arbalest Quarrel, Stephen DeAndrelli and Roger Katz. Good evening, fellows.
Good evening, Bill.
So then, I know that there's been some new published stuff put out there. What is the new revelation that you guys have come up with?
Well, on the Arbalest Quarrel, we got a call from a friend of mine in Connecticut, and she actually told us about this new movement called hashtag walkaway. And my friend Tammy explained to me in her own words why she chose to walk away from the Democratic Party, a longtime Democrat, and why she and her husband are driving down from Connecticut to Washington, D.C., October 26th to the 28th, at their own expense, to participate in this march and rally. And we decided to publish her testimonial in her own words as a woman, a married woman, a mother who has been a lifelong Democrat and has now turned a 360. This movement, we checked it out also. The Connecticut Republican Party is endorsing it. They are now up to, according to the news release that they put out, 370,000 members and growing rapidly. So we invite everyone to take a look at hashtag walkaway and think about it, because this is what we've been talking about on every program on Lock and Load Radio. It's one thing to go out and vote for Trump if you know you're going to vote for Trump. But it's another thing to go out and get someone else that has never voted Republican to turn their stripes and vote right. So that's one of the exciting things. The other exciting thing is Ammoland has published one more of our articles on modern American Civil War and came up with a great title, Pick Your Side. Are you a collectivist or are you an individual? So we invite everyone to take a look at that. Now, in the news, there are many, many stories. We all surf the channels. We all check that out. The biggest thing that I see as a threat is this movement, this big march of immigrants coming from the South through Mexico to the U.S. border. And we need to think about the timing. It's not a coincidence.
So, well, no, that you know that that's being arrested right now as we speak. You know that, right?
Well, we need to start doing something And we need to, we really need to start standing up for law and order here. I agree with you on that.
But I mean, you know what happened with that though, don't you? You know what's happening with that. Trump has threatened to pull $495 million in funding, and the two biggest countries that receive that are already beginning to try to put the brakes on that.
Yeah, and rightfully so. And rightfully so. We need to stop using taxpayers' money to fund organizations and causes that are being used against us. So thank God for Donald Trump. You know what? That should lead me into my final statement here for this segment, at least, and let Roger and you guys take over. And that's an ongoing priority: the importance of keeping the Senate, the United States Senate, in Republican hands. It would be great if we could keep the House, and it would be great if we could keep both, but we must keep the Senate. Why? We must protect Trump against impeachment, and we must protect Trump's judicial nominees to the federal courts. So that is a perfect example. Here's a president that immediately knew what to do with this situation to protect our borders. And we if we didn't have Trump, that wouldn't happen. Roger?
Yeah, well, let me talk about something for a moment. You had mentioned about the Supreme Court and judicial nominees. I do want to make a point of clarification, actually a retraction from what I said last week. I pointed out that lower court federal judges in the district court or the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals require a 60-vote supermajority in order to be confirmed. That isn't true. Actually, back in late 2013, it was the Democrat leader, Harry Reid, who basically made it clear that to get any lower court judges on the bench, it would only be necessary to have a simple majority. And, of course, they had the majority of Democrats, and it was through that particular rule, a change, that Obama was able to actually flood the nation with a number of lower court judges.
So, Roger, what you're saying is solidifies the fact that what we've both been talking about and what Bill has been talking about as well, that we must maintain the Senate.
Well, yes, of course. But I just wanted to add one other thing. What Mitch McConnell did was then extend the Reid rule to the Supreme Court, and that has allowed Neil Gorsuch and now Brett Kavanaugh to be confirmed on a slim margin. But yes, Stephen, you're absolutely right. We have to maintain control of Congress, and Republican control of the Senate is most important, because it's the Senate that ultimately does the confirmation of judges and high government officials. In fact, Mitch McConnell made that point. He says, basically, it is the Senate, not the House. We are the personnel office. So that is of critical importance. I think that we're on a razor's edge. Hopefully, Cruz will be nominated again, will be elected, rather, to another term in the Senate. It is difficult to believe that the kind of people that the Democrats are putting up are out-and-out socialists. And even this Claire McCaskill, who supposedly was a moderate, according to Sean Hannity, that I saw the last couple of nights.
Let me get you hold right there, Claire McCaskill. I'm very happy to hear about Claire McCaskill when we get back. Talking to the guys from the Arbalest Quarrel, we will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and
and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed.
We're going to have these guys on there because they are also in a fight just trying to stay in the business. And they've joined the show both to sponsor the show and to fight the fight. So, and also some guys that fight the fight on a daily basis are the guys from Arbalest Quarrel as they continue to push the thing. Roger, I suppose you saw the Project Veritas expose on the Claire McCaskill campaign staffers.
Yeah, what I find most fascinating, we know that Democrats tend to be on the left on a number of issues, but generally they tend to be, or in the past, let's say in the last 10 years, more moderate. But there doesn't seem to be any moderate Democrats left, or conservative Democrats, or blue dog Democrats. They have been dragged, I guess, kicking and screaming, I suppose, thanks to, what's his name, Sanders. They're basically part and parcel of the socialist movement, of the radical progressive left. But the thing of it is, if they really honestly have the truth of their conviction, why doesn't Claire McCaskill and these others say as much? Simply say, we have a vision for this country that is completely distinct from, different from anything that the Republicans have. But they have no agenda that they want to lay out to the public. Apparently, they play to their base, but their base must be a lot smaller than they let out to be, that the mainstream media lets out to be. Because if they really did have a sense of their conviction, they would say, look, we do not want a wall built. It will never be built. We want open borders. We don't believe in the concept of American citizen anymore. We believe that anyone and everyone who wants to come to this country, who has a desire for free benefits, welfare, free education, simply wants to walk across the border, then by all means do that. And we don't want anyone who is not a police officer or a soldier fighting the wars overseas. We don't want any American civilian possessing firearms. We just don't want it anymore. So why not come out and say it? And they don't. They are the biggest liars, the biggest hypocrites that I've ever seen. And the vision is so far beyond the pale. That was really the reason that Stephen and I wrote the articles that we did, and that Annaland is posting. We're getting quite a few comments. We asked in accord. We vindicated that really when you talk about Democrats and Republicans, it's a mechanism. Basically, the far left, and I believe, even I strongly believe that these are internationalists, very, very wealthy billionaires. They created a hell in Western Europe, and they're not done with that yet. Their European state is not quite complete because they want to basically break the back of every nation state. They try to argue that, well, the nations in Europe are like the states of the United States. Well, that's not so. At the time of the ratification of the Constitution, it was very clear that states, and it was difficult, but the states agreed to cede quite a bit of their authority and power to a central federal government, so long as we had a Bill of Rights, so long as it had the Tenth Amendment, clear that the states were not ceding all their power, but it was very clear that there was only one nation state. And in Europe, the lie is that these nations, France and Germany and Portugal and Spain and Italy, that they're all to be construed as states like Ohio or New York or New Jersey or Missouri or Wisconsin. They're not. They're nation states with their own culture, their own civilization, their own language, and originally their own currency. But that is all being destroyed and swept away. And I see that what the leftists want to do, using the Democratic Party as a mechanism, leverage, to get their way. But they realize that it's so far beyond the field that they can't have their the people running for office, whether it's the Senate or the Congress, to actually admit what it is that we see on all these networks and what we see on the news with these people marching through another caravan. For the life of me, I can't understand why the Republicans, why Mitch McConnell. I give him credit for he got Kavanaugh. He made sure that he would be confirmed, and he was. And all we have to do now is wait for the old bat, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, to retire, or Stephen Breyer, and we'll have one more nominee. But what we see is that a wall, a physical structure, would keep a lot of these people out. And the Republicans are going to have to realize that even if a lot of wealthy Americans like to take advantage of cheap wages that these migrants provide, that it's not worth it to lose the country, because that's exactly what would happen. Because these people coming over have absolutely no conception of what fundamental rights mean.
Let's hold it at fundamental rights. We're coming up on the next break. I'm enjoying this, so we'll continue this when we get back. This is Pick a Side. Are you a collectivist? Are you an individual? With Arbalest Quarrel. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House, and before that meeting, the president spoke to the press, and one of the things he was asked was, what is going to be done to rein in some spending?
We're going to ask every secretary to cut 5% for next year. And last year, first year, I had to do something with the military. The military was falling apart, it was depleted, it was in very bad shape.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was on his way back to the United States after a quick trip to Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Pompeo hoped to get some answers regarding the Washington Post columnist who disappeared inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The secretary did say he was pleased with the conversations had in Saudi Arabia.
They promised accountability for each of those persons whom they determined as a result of their investigation deserves accountability.
Pompeo will meet with the president when he returns home tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to the guys from Armorless Quarrel as we continue to explore where this country is today and what the stakes are and everything else. So, Roger, are you going to pick it back up where you left off?
Yeah.
Roger, if I may. Go ahead.
All right, let me
go ahead.
Finish this. Look, what I find very, very bizarre are the kinds of people that are running for U.S. Senator and Representative for the House of Representatives in Congress for the Democrats. You've got this Beto O'Rourke running against Ted Cruz. How this could be a close fix, I have no idea. And then you've got actually this what party, what's her name, Kristen Sinema. She denigrates the people of her own state. She said at one point that she had no problem with Americans going to the Middle East to fight with the Taliban. I mean, here's a party that should have been tried for sedition. Instead, she's running for the United States Senate. Yet we are told that, well, this tribalism that exists is a result of just two factions in this country that have a different
a view of things. But yes, that's true. But the fact is that we see an insinuation, I think, of leftist, but very, very radical leftist, well beyond the pale, that have infiltrated this country. I can't help but believe that this is not an international influence. And I wanted to read this one thing, and I'll turn it over to Stephen. But going back to the EU, because I say, you know, I've talked about it in your previous segment, Bill, how we need to take a look at the EU, because what we're seeing there is actually a blueprint of what we can see in our own country. But it's the penultimate vision of the EU, because you still have nation states. And I'm looking at a quote from a group of people, Martin Schulz, a former European Parliament president, who apparently is kind of the SPD, I guess the Socialist Democrats, with Angela Merkel in Germany. But he says this: I want a new constitutional treaty to establish the United States of Europe, the Europe that is neutral to its member states for a beneficial addition. Well, there would never be a threat like we had in World War I, World War II anyway, but that's the gimmick that they talk about in order to voice the most radical of political structure of the European Union. They say a convention of rapid treaty and close cooperation with the civil society of the people. Yeah, right. Its results will then be submitted to all member states. Any state that won't ratify the treaty will automatically leave the EU. Well, we saw how that works out with Britain, with Brexit. And we saw how it worked out with Greece that wanted to leave the EU. If that were the case, you would have it. Every nation would leave because they would not want to be what is essentially taking place now anyway, basically giving up not only their economic power, but their all their political power to Brussels. And we would see that happening. And we see it with a ton of people that are running for office, the Democratic Party, or running for a Congress. Because these people are not just any more moderate or conservative Democrats. They're pretending like McCaskill not. But in the case of Sinema, this Kristen Sinema, God knows some of these people in California, are essentially, I don't even know if I would even call them socialists. I think they're like resurrection of the Stalinist regime to both. We see a world order where governments, one government basically establishes the culture, the society, that people in all nations of that particular federation will belong to. And we see it in this our Constitution, which seems to exist. It's already beginning to erode. The Second Amendment would be repealed outright. The First Amendment, free speech would not exist. You had McCain before he died and to meet the press and talk about a new world order. I was waiting for Chuck Todd to ask him, wait a minute, what do you mean by the new world order? And he never asked him. But clearly he was making allusion to the fact that the very concept of a nation state is considered an artifact of an old time and no longer is seen in the 21st century as having any particular credibility or credence. And if that's the case, then you're right, that our Constitution would be a relic of an earlier period of time, which is what Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, and Stephen Breyer,
they would make the same international law, as it were, the law of the EU, being considered an analysis of cases before the Supreme Court here. But eventually, we would see the erosion of the Constitution and the dismantling of this nation. All right, Steve.
Well, you may as well just keep going because there's only 90 seconds left if you got anything else to add.
Really? Only 90 seconds? Okay.
Of that segment, well, yeah.
Yeah, well, sorry. I will let Stephen take over in the next segment. But, so basically what we see is a real schism. Basically, we have a civil war that could very well come to armed conflict. We already see it in Oregon. How it is that a mayor would tell its police officers to stand down while you have truly a mob running roughshod over the citizenry. And, of course, you've got CNN and MSNBC saying, well, this mob is not really a mob at all. And this is really, really, really frightening because we do see not the rule of law. We do not see a democratic constitutional republic. We see basically the destruction of our country, of our constitution, of our history, of our core values, of everything that we hold dear, and it's all going by the way. And Steve is absolutely right. People, your listeners must get out and vote.
Okay.
We have to get Republicans in the Congress.
Hang on right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com and start your day off with an open mind.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out. That binary trigger is something to see. FranklinArmory.com. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel as we continue to dissect the undeclared civil war here in the United States. So where are we going?
I'll turn this segment over to Stephen.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, Roger has, as usual, eloquently laid out a lot of the facts. And our listeners might be aware of many of these facts, and perhaps they might not. But now we have a whole lot of facts to consider. And Roger has also provided us with some very profound questions. What I'd like to do is humbly offer some ideas on some things we can do to counter these experiences that we're having. I've been listening to Roger. I've been thinking about these things for a long time. I've been bouncing this around, talking to people. We know these hypocrites, these liars, and I'll give you just a few examples. We have our war hero, Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, and he gets elected, We have our American Indian, Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, and she gets elected. We have our indicted U.S. senator from New Jersey, Bob Melendez, who's running a tough race against an ex-Marine with an exemplary record. And this guy has got Hillary Clinton campaigning for him today, and people in New Jersey elect him. And then, of course, we've got Nancy Pelosi out in California. And she is against the wall. She's against all this, you know, protecting our borders. But she lives in a house surrounded by a huge wall, high-tech security,
armed guards. She flies all over the place, you know, not caring about any kind of pollution from the jet fuel or, you know, an advocate of the environment. What I think we can do, all of us, is when we have these facts in front of us, we need to immediately and decisively counterattack. We need to contact the media and say, why are you not covering this? We need to reach out to One America News, Fox News, call them on the phone, email them. We need to contact our elected officials. We've talked about this before. We have the 202 number to call Washington. Call our senators. Those that are doing a good job, express our support and thank them for the job they're doing. And those that are not, let them hear from us. We've talked earlier in the program about Tammy and being a Democrat and now a registered Republican and the hashtag walk away march and rally. Well, let's look into it. Maybe go to it. If not, go to it, at least promote it. We've talked about voting. Well, don't just vote, vote right. And bring a family member and bring a friend. Grab them by the hand. I told you, I think the program, not last week, but the week before, I spoke to my sons and I said, you're going to vote. We're going to go together and we're going to go out for lunch after. Make it an event. We need to vote. We know what we need to do. Let's all do it. That's what I have to say. Bill, how do you feel about what's going on?
Well, I mean, I'm not thoroughly convinced there's going to be a blue wave. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of thinking it might be quite the opposite because, you know, listening to them last time, they said it was going to be Hillary Clinton. There was like a 98.5% chance the night before the presidential election going to be Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And then electorally, of course, that was never the case. It was never going to be the case. You know, they can get out there about the popular vote all they want, but, until I know that all the California voters, which that's where the difference came, until I know all the California voters were not illegal immigrants because they have motor voter there, then the popular vote means nothing. She won California, and she got the electoral votes for California. The popular votes don't get to add up, you know, go with that as well. So that's not the way that works.
Right, so we're talking about a presidential election. Now we're talking about the midterms, and we need to know that. You know, a lot of people don't vote in the midterms. So what can we do that we're not already doing? Okay, you with your great program, us with what we write, and AmoLand, and of course the NRA, and all the other good organizations out there. What else can we do to get the word out that this is so important that we vote?
I think the Democrats are doing it for us because they've completely unmasked themselves. You know, normally when there's a Republican president and they know they're not going to get any gun control passed, they just don't talk about it.
Right.
They just don't talk about it. Something will happen. They'll be like, see, this is why we need to have an assault weapon ban. And we'll hear about that. But, you know, in the era of Trump, we've had the Parkland kids and, that was a bigger movement than what came out of Las Vegas. So they're picking their battles and they're reconstituting, but their mask is gone and their message, you know, Nancy Pelosi and all these people that you mentioned, Blumenthal, all these other guys, they can get out there and say what they want to say and, you know, put out their little philosophy all they want to. But they're campaigning on, raising taxes, which, you know, lots of people vote with their wallets. And yes, I was discussing a presidential election, but it still is the same voting block that voted for him. They're looking at what he's doing. Everybody that voted for Trump feels vindicated now. They're like, see, so what if he's crazy on Twitter? So what if he says things that, you know, most people shouldn't say? It's not about the man. It's about the way he does the job. So everybody's, I feel quite vindicated for it. As a matter of fact, I'm quite delighted. So, I think those people are still engaged, and I think, once again, we're hearing the polls, and we're hearing the traditional traditional wisdom where, you know, in the midterms, the first midterms, typically the president's party loses people, loses seats in the House and everything. Congress flips back over to that. Look at what the Democrats have been saying they're going to do if they get it.
Right.
And nobody wants that. Nobody wants to go through. Nobody wants to go through an impeachment of the president. Nobody wants to relive Kavanaugh all over again. That never has happened before. The Republicans, I think the Republicans now have they've been slapped around enough now, and they're feeling sort of raw, and they've got some, you know, some road rash and everything from these last few things they've tried to do with their friends on the other aisle. That I think they see quite starkly what is really up. And, you know, when my senior senator is out there and he goes insane on the Senate floor and talks the kind of talk he was talking during the Kavanaugh thing, that's a sea change. Plus, the other thing they're not talking about, 39% of black America supports Trump. That's a number they could not afford to lose.
Yeah, right.
And that's spread out across the electorate. Hispanics like him. Women like him. There's lots of people that like him, lots of voting blocks that like him because, you know, they're all getting paid in green. So that's the other thing they've got to try to overcome. And getting out there and saying, well, all that green that you're making, all that good economy you're enjoying, we're going to take that from you. I just don't know how that sells. So anyway, of course, that doesn't mean we stop saying, well, okay, you guys need to get out there and vote. And we need to do that every day till the 7th of November, I guess. The Arbalest Quarrel, arbalestquarrel.com. You can find their stuff there. That's where it comes out first. And then you will probably find it because they are featured writers at ammoland.com, where they very slowly they're becoming like guerrilla journalists.
Thank
there. They're throwing the stuff out there. Thanks for joining me, fellas.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.